The House Republican leaders met with the governor today, first by ourselves and then also with the group. And we told the governor this is a plan that he has asked everybody for a vote on. He needs to get 102 votes. And it's his plan. He needs to find the votes to pass it. He's had really since the day he vetoed the first budget and when he vetoed liquor and pension reform. So I think, what is it, 168 days now? Because the issue's always been about the taxes. And the tax package has been put in front of the caucuses to review. Everybody has complete details on the budget and the tax code. And the governor, we all know, has to come up with the 102 tax votes if he wants this budget passed. The holdout for all these days has been really, what is the tax component and where are the tax votes and does he have enough in our chamber? The governor certainly has significant influence with the Democratic caucus and has the opportunity to talk to any Republican he wants to. He'll need 102 votes to pass his tax package. He'll need to let us know by tomorrow. So we'll see what options are available, but it has been raised that we might look at an 11-month stopgap budget. But what's in front of us right now is for the governor to let us know if he has the 102 votes. He has certainly had quite some time to put together a tax package and to seek out the votes. I will tell you, I have significant concerns with the tax package, there's no doubt. That's where we are right now. The governor has to get back to us by about 12:30 tomorrow and let us know if he has the votes.